Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch Jr. with the Triple E's segment, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. My next guest on the show is the organization called Ananawunse Association, and I'm going to start from left to right with them introducing themselves, starting with the gentleman right here to my left.
My name is Cosmo Lizzie, and I'm very proud to be a friend of Ananawunse.
Okay, and?
Oh, my name is Palaji Jackson. I am the president of Ananawunse, which stands of Association of United Women of the Capital District Inn.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Jacqueline Marshall. I am the vice president of Ananawunse.
Great, great. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you guys so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to show up. And let's get ready for a great, great interview. You guys ready?
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm going to start with you, Ms. Pelage. What are the association's accomplishments in the last 5 years?
Well, in the last 5 years, we did some awesome stuff into our community, which is the back to school. You know, we do that every year around September. And what we do is we have a little function like a picnic. We do that at the crossing. And we give away back to school to the kid, you know, into our community. And the reason why we chose crossing is because in Albany, we don't really have, you know, the accommodation. Mm-hmm. And as you guys know, the crossing is a beautiful park. It's awesome. They got playground.
Okay.
So what we do is we have a barbecue for the kid. And, you know, we got function, we got Zumba, we dance, you know, we have like play with kid. I mean, it's awesome. Also, we do the event which called Mother's Days. And we do that every year around the Mother's Days holiday.
Okay.
What we do is we chose a building, a senior citizen building.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we cook food, we buy flowers, and we have entertainment. Because most of those ladies don't have nobody.
Right.
You know, they live by themselves and, you know, they're kind of like boring.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we bring joy to the building, to them.
That's great.
So
that's great.
We celebrate with them. We give them flowers. We mm-hmm. sing for them. We dance.
Okay. And, that leads into my next question.
Sure.
How do you become a member?
Oh, become a member, as now, we don't have no members.
Okay. How about the board of directors?
The board of directors is also the same thing.
Okay.
But you can become a friend of Ananawunse. Like,
I just became
Mr.
one. How about that?
Congratulations.
Just
I
like
meet
a,
no strangers.
Yeah, like Mr. Cosmo over here. Mm-hmm. He's one of, you know, a good friend of Ananawunse. He has been with us for a couple years. And he come to all our functions. And also some of our meeting, you know, we always enjoy him with his good lasagna and all those good food.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then that leads me to the vice president. Ms.
Yes.
Jacqueline, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much. And how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. And thank you once again for showing up as well.
Thank you. Happy
all
to
right.
be here.
So tell me, Ms. Vice President, what are the future goals for the organization?
So our future goals for the organization would be, what we're doing is we're working on our 501c3 status, and we should have
great,
that very,
great.
Very soon.
Great.
That way we'll be able to accept in-kind donations to help us spread our wings into something that we want to do. We also have global initiative and plans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're wanting to go to Africa and do a actual International Women's Day there. In addition to that, we want to increase our friends of Ananawunse. We want to increase more friends, people to be a part of our organization.
Mm-hmm.
Also, within the next couple of years, our president has us doing an Ananawunse Association of United District of the Capital District, a actual conference. So those are some of the things that we're planning to do. Once we get the 501c3, we'll be able to do more for the community.
Okay, great. And that's very, very important, because it will make you a major player in the field and as far as doing things and being able to be a credible organization.
Absolutely.
So I look forward to hearing about that when it's accomplished.
Awesome.
So who are the current partners, community supporters? I understand Judge Helena.
Yes.
And Paul Tonko.
Paul Tonko, absolutely. Judge Helena, she's amazing. Paul Tonko, who comes to each and every one of our events we've had for the last 4 years. He hits the floor with the electric slide every single year.
Well, he has competition this year.
Oh, all right. I'm looking forward to the electric slide. So he's also one of our sponsors. He gets a page in our book every year. We also have Westminster Church. the Cameroonian Association, Liberian Association, Anthony Caprice, which is the...
Yes, I'm going to add this. Mm-hmm. Anthony Caprice, he's the manager of the Central Avenue community.
Okay.
And he's one of our supporters.
Mm-hmm.
This year, he's a major
player
mm-hmm. in our association. Actually, he's the one who led us to a lawyer, a free lawyer. I'm going to say thank you to God.
Give him a shout out.
Yes. Shout out, Anthony. You know,
shout
I told
out
you I was coming here today.
We love you.
We love you. Okay. Thank you. Peace. Uh-huh.
So then let me, let me direct this to you then, Ms. Pelagi. Where do you see this organization in 5 years?
Well, in 5 years, I see us going abroad, like mm-hmm. do some function, have some major event.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mrs. Marshall was saying, we're looking forward to have a convention. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
We are women, you
right.
know. We need to stand up and play what we are.
Right. Absolutely. You
know? So
that leads to another question I want. What is mm-hmm. International Women's Day?
Well, International Women's Day is an event who goes around March 8th. The date of International Women's Day is March 8th.
Mm-hmm.
But Anuanze Association, we always take the second weekend mm-hmm. of March mm-hmm. to do it, which is on Saturday. So it's a day to celebrate women
mm-hmm.
for the accomplishment of achievement,
mm-hmm.
of the great job what we do as a woman. You know, as I say, a lot of women is in the backdrop. You
mm-hmm.
know, we have minimum pay, mm-hmm. wage, and all that stuff, gender equality. We want people to hear our voice.
Okay.
You know.
So then I want to go back to the vice president then. What does the name of your organization stand for? And I'm going to let you say that. All right.
Okay. Anuanze Association of United District of the United Women of the Capital District. AAUWCD is our acronym. It means speaking with one voice.
Oh,
speaking
I like that.
With one voice.
I really like that. I really yes. like that. That
standing
is great.
Together.
Okay. So I'm going to move over to the minority. But I know he is definitely a fixture and a strong voice with this organization. Mr. Cosmo, how are you, sir?
Thank you, Bosch. I'm fine.
Good. Well, a few questions for you. Who are the members in your board of directors?
The members in our board of directors are our president, Pelagi mm-hmm. Jackson, present
okay.
here with me. Jacqueline Marshall, who is our vice president, also present.
All right.
And then we have a wonderful secretary, Celeste Bond. Our public relations officer is Fatima Holm.
Okay.
Horn.
I met Ms. Horn when MC and hosted the first annual Black Expo down at the Capitol Center. I had the opportunity to meet Ms. Horn, and she said, you need to connect with our organization. All right? So
and
here
we
are.
She is a go-getter. That's why we love
that
her.
That was in November.
Okay.
February, you guys
here
are on the show.
Here we are.
Yes.
Wow, that's
how about
amazing.
That? Mm-hmm.
Nana Clark awesome. Is our assistant public relations officer.
Mm-hmm.
Julianne Hollins is our treasurer.
Okay.
Cariato Camara is our hospitality coordinator. And Felicien Tope is our assistant holiday
okay.
hospitality
so,
coordinator.
My next question for you, Mr. Cosmo, what time of the year does the events take place?
Well, the actual date of International Women's Day is the 8th, but we do the second Saturday
okay,
of
March 9th.
This year is the 9th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Say that again so my listeners can hear.
This year on March 9th
mm-hmm.
is International Women's Day for us, our
okay.
organization, Anuanze.
The event will be held at
St. Sophia's Church,
uh-huh.
Which is right on Whitehall Road.
440
okay.
Whitehall Road in Albany, New York.
Okay. Great.
And
what
it's
time?
A lovely venue.
And what time?
It's from 6 to 12.
And what
from
is the price?
6 to 12.
The price at the door is $55.
Okay.
And if you buy the ticket in advance, it's $50.
Thank you. Okay.
But you get bang for your buck because it's a wonderful event. There's vendors, there's entertainment, and there's food.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Ms. Pelagi.
And I want to add this. I just wanted to say to the 518 area, you guys need to come and support this wonderful lady. You know, you guys need to come and witness this because, you know, listening and hear about it, it won't make you happy.
As I say, don't hear about it, be about it.
That's
exactly.
right. That's right. You got that right. And the event is awesome. We have a great food, African food, American food. We have a beautiful, awesome vendors that come from all over the United States. We got African stuff. And
okay.
I mean, This is going to be a great event. We want you guys to come and celebrate with us. We want you guys to come support us. That's why we're here today for.
So I'm going to say this then. Don't meet me there. Beat me there.
That's right.
I love that. Can you say that one more time?
Don't meet me there.
Beat me there. All right.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. So here we go with the unofficial wink, wink. Because there is somebody enjoying her birthday today. Wink, wink.
Happy birthday.
Imani.
Imani.
Woo-hoo. Happy birthday.
Cha, cha, cha.
All right. And maybe we might have Cosmo do a little birthday serenade.
That'd be great.
Before we close out, okay?
Yes, yes.
So now, what do you do with the money that's raised? Because I know a lot of people want to know that.
So what we do is, Pelagio was saying earlier, it's our signature event, and it's also a major fundraising for Anwanze. The funds that are raised through that event is used for the back-to-school picnic, which takes place in September. That's when we have a huge picnic at the Crossings in Colony, where we provide backpacks, food, and from kindergarten to all the way up to high school, we provide backpacks for the kids. Mm-hmm. And they have a big, huge celebration. So the proceeds from this event goes directly to that event.
Okay.
And
okay.
Also, we, like I said, we do Mother's Day.
Mother's
every
Day
year.
In between, yeah.
Last year was our last year. Because we don't have enough fund to keep that going. But we are talking to some people who will to help us. And hopefully next year, we can
we'll be able to do something for the mothers.
On a larger scale.
I have the announcement last year, it was sad. You know, then was very sad when I told them we couldn't do that this year. You know, that was very sad. Okay. And you know, those ladies, then look for those kind of happiness, you know, to come to them and celebrate and be with them. Mm-hmm. So we just want people to support us because we're doing, awesome thing in the community.
It all goes back to the community.
And we also
that's where it should go.
Right.
Because it's for the community.
Right.
Absolutely.
By the community, for the community.
That's right.
Community.
Okay. Absolutely. We also do what we call the end of the year party for kids.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like to label that as a Christmas party because most of the people with the different religions and all that stuff, you know, when you say Christmas party, be like, listen, I'm not Christian. So what we do is we just say the end of the year party for kid. And what we do is we always bring the kid a ball because that's our children in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want people to come to this event on March 9th and see what it's about.
All about.
You know,
absolutely.
Please
looking forward to seeing you there.
Okay,
come
great.
Out and support Anwanze. We need you guys. Come and see what we do. Thank you.
Okay, so I want to close out then with two more things, and that is, how do we get involved and how do they contact you? Ms. Pelagio, you want to close that out?
Sure. We're very open, you know, to have friend of Anwanze. Like, I just extend my hand to you the other day as one of our friend, and it's always helpful. So if you want to become friend of Anwanze, you can call myself Pelagio Jackson, or you can email anwanzewomen@gmail.com.
Okay.
anwanzewomen@gmail.com.
You can also find us on Facebook at Anwanze. It's Anuanzeh Women. WOMEN @gmail.com.
Okay,
and
great.
It's the same standing name for our Facebook page. You can go to Facebook page, just Google us.
All right.
You're going to see what we do. I mean,
great.
What we're saying over here is what we're doing. And when you go to the Facebook, you're going to be more happy to see, you know, what
okay.
we do
so,
for the community.
I'm going to close out by saying, Cosmo, take us home with happy birthday. All right.
Oh, well, before we take her home with happy birthday, I just want to invite everyone again to the event on the 9th of March. It is a multicultural event, and it's well worth visiting and enjoying, and you won't be disappointed, I promise you.
Okay.
And I also want to say, I don't know why he don't want to say that, he's the MC. So you better come and check
Cosmo?
Him
come
out.
Back.
He's
great.
The MC of the event. So.
All right. So, Cosmo, let's do happy birthday to Imani.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Imani. Happy birthday to you.
All right. Woo! I like that. Beautiful. All right. And my next guest to her, or as I said, my gift to her is she knows what she got to do. She's going to close out the show. There you go, Miss Imani.
Until next time, folks, it's about the triple E's: education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr.'s right arm, doing what I'm made to believe.